Jason Walker peers into the 1,000-gallon water tank that sits in his backyard.
How's it looking today?
It's actually pretty clear.
The tank is lined with bright green algae, and at the bottom there's a pile of sand. This tank is where Jason and his mother, who lives next door in rural Wyoming County, West Virginia, have been getting their water after mountaintop removal mining started nearby.
Maybe about 10 to 12 years ago, our water started turning terrible. The color, the texture, the smell.
People who live near mountaintop removal mines have long suspected the practice was to blame for health problems that range from asthma to skin conditions to cancer. A growing body of research supports those suspicions. But an advocacy group's new report draws attention to the ways that science has been suppressed and how the cost of dealing with the health risks has shifted from industry to community. Sarah Sadoun of the International Organization Human Rights Watch authored the report.
The question is, are we considering all the evidence and all the costs that are borne by the people who live around these mines?
Sadoun found that the mining industry had a role in the 2017 repeal of the Stream Protection Rule, an Obama-era regulation that would have blocked surface mining within 100 feet of a stream. When Congress considered the repeal, Sadoun said, lawmakers relied on industry-funded research that overestimated the economic cost the rule would have. For Jason Walker, the cost was steep. In the past few years, the Walker's well dried up completely. Now, they drink and cook with bottled water, and for everything else, they pump and treat water directly from the stream. A stream, Walker says, that sometimes runs black with runoff from the mine.
Beggars can't be choosy.
Walker's been diagnosed with Crohn's disease, a chronic inflammation that researchers have linked to elevated iron levels. Before the well dried up, West Virginia's Environmental Agency tested it and found high levels of manganese and more than 25,000 parts per billion of iron. The EPA recommends a limit of just 300 parts per billion. Indiana University Bloomington environmental health professor Michael Hendricks spent years researching the health effects of mountaintop removal mining. He knows how hard it is to prove causation in this field. But after 13 years of research, he feels confident there's more than just a correlation.
There's an independent, significant effect of living in mining communities that contributes to poor health.
Proponents of surface mining have cast doubt on Hendricks' work, even going so far as to finance research that yielded opposing conclusions.
They would often say that we didn't control for smoking or poverty or other variables, when in fact we did.
The highly respected National Academy of Sciences had assigned a panel to provide some answers on mining's health effects. But in August of 2017, the Trump administration's Interior Department abruptly canceled their work, an unprecedented move that raised questions about the coal industry's influence in the Interior Department. An influential member of Congress aims to find out why the work was canceled. Arizona Democrat Raul Grijalva will take control of the House Committee on Natural Resources, which oversees the Interior Department. A spokesperson for committee Democrats told the Ohio Valley Resource that Grijalva does intend to look into the cancellation of the study when his party takes power. Back in Wyoming County, Jason Walker has a more immediate concern.
I really want clean water. It's not a whole lot to ask for either.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Sydney Bowles.